Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jay Rosen, and here's what's happening. It's the final day for Crozer Chester Medical Center. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from Upland, Delaware County.
Crozer has been an integral part of this community for many years, and on its final day, former Chester City Councilwoman Elizabeth Williams stopped by and expressed her frustration at the hospital owner, private equity firm Prospect Medical Holdings.
They can just do anything to us and take our hospital away. I was born in Crozer Chester Hospital, and it's been great to me. And to me, today is a sad day.
A difficult day as well for an employee who we spoke with but did not want to be recorded. She was wearing a shirt that said, Crozer Health, End of Watch, 5-2-2025. The plan heading into today was to transfer remaining patients to different facilities. The ER already closed on Wednesday. Flashing signs at the entrances indicated that. County officials say ambulance service will be stationed outside the ER through next Wednesday to take patients to other hospitals. Regular Crozer patients have been going through the process of getting their medical records. In Upland, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Police have identified the driver seen on video defecating on the hood of another car in broad daylight in Prospect Park during a road rage incident. 44-year-old Christina Salametto of Ridley Park is charged with indecent exposure and disorderly conduct. KYW's Matt Coughlin reports.
It looks like it started as a road rage incident.
That's Prospect Park Police Chief David Madonna.
Then the two occupants of the vehicles, had a little back and forth with one another. Some words were exchanged, and it culminated in one of the actors defecating on the hood of the other person's car.
The incident was captured on video and circulated on social media. Police reviewed the video and say they've identified the two drivers.
4th and Madison. So it's right by one of our fields, one of our playgrounds, Whitmer Field. I mean, you have children playing there. You have parents, bringing their kids to sporting events, to the playground in the area. There's just no room for that kind of nonsense in that area.
I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Six former Cherry Hill Elementary School students are suing the school for alleged sexual abuse by a teacher in the early 1980s. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty has the story.
The survivors say they were molested in the classroom at Cooper Elementary by teacher Otto Becken, who died years ago. Attorney Derek Braslow says this was swept under the rug at the time by the principal and other officials.
The allegations are that they knew or should have known about him abusing students back then, and they could have done more to protect these students.
Braslow said Becken did plead guilty to assaulting students in 1984. These six former students didn't come forward then, but are now seeking justice for their past trauma.
Two of the cases are significantly ahead of the others that were recently filed. The cases will likely be consolidated.
Anyone who has more information or a story to share from their time at Cooper Elementary from 1979 to 1983 is asked to contact attorneys Derek Braslow or Jeffrey Fritz. We reached out to the Cherry Hill School District about this case, but have not heard back. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Doherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia City Councilwoman Quetzi Lozada lashed out at critics of her bill curbing mobile medical and homeless services in Kensington, even as she offered amendments to address some of their concerns. KYW's City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
The bill limits where and for how long providers could offer services from parked vehicles, citing medical waste, litter, and other hazards when the providers leave. It's been controversial since Councilmember Lozada introduced it in September. She spent months working on a compromise, amended the bill last week, and this week offered more amendments to allow additional locations and specify services that would be exempt. Still, critics such as Philip Galepter crowded public comment.
We feel that it does not address the root problems and is making less lepers of the unhoused siblings in Kensington.
When it was Lozada's turn to speak, she blasted the critics.
How dare you stand up there and tell lies without reading the damn bill? You see the conditions of my community. Shame on you if you think that we have to continue to do nothing.
Lozada's impassioned speech prompted an outpouring of support from her colleagues. The bill is expected to pass on a final vote probably next week. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Broad Street Run kicks off Sunday morning. Thousands of runners making the 10-mile trip from Central High School down to the Navy Yard. Runners can pick up their race bibs today and tomorrow at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. KYW's Matt Coughlin has more.
The 46th annual Independence Blue Cross Broad Street Run starts 30 minutes earlier this year, 7 a.m. Organizers are billing it as the largest 10-mile race in the U.S. An estimated 40,000 are expected to participate. Rochelle Rogers, Director of Communications for Philadelphia Parks and Recreation, says the earlier time provides a smoother experience for runners, spectators, and city workers.
A happy celebration of health, wellness, and just the grit and resilience of thousands, 40,000 participants who will make their way down Broad Street this Sunday.
There is no parking on the race route, only to the Navy Yard from 2 a.m. to noon Sunday. Tow trucks will be removing cars parked on the course.
Parking restrictions and closures will be reinforced by the Philadelphia Police Department, and motorists really should be sure to, during that time, use alternate routes, void areas along the race course, give themselves extra driving time, and proceed with caution during the race.
Runners are able to park in the sports complex, and SEPTA is offering them to ride for free. I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Jay Rosen. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.